Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Crypto Sparta podcast episode. We've got Brian and Gabe is also back with us. So we're just going to
back in person.
Yeah. Anthem's back. I'm back, guys.
No more remote for the time being.
But we're going to jump off and have Brian go over the markets and Gabe can chime in as well. And then we got some other topics to cover.
Yeah, the market, I mean, last time I checked, Bitcoin was around like 48,000.
It's around 47.
Is it at 47? But ETH was like going up while Bitcoin was going down for a little bit, which is kind of exciting.
Solana's going up, you know, that's about it.
Yeah, ETH was ranging at like 3,400. It's up right now at 3,443. So it's up the highest it's been in the past week. Bitcoin, I mean, last time we talked, Bitcoin was at 50,000, and then it definitely like pulled back, and now it's at like 46. But there's some question of like how the direction of the market is going to be, because I mean, some people are saying there's going to be a pullback, some people are saying that like it's going to break resistance, and then you know start this run up to all-time highs, but like, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Ryan, here's a question for you.
Okay.
What is the future HODL?
I think it's like, I don't know. I don't think it's Bitcoin. I mean, I think
You don't think it's Bitcoin.
I don't. I think ETH is like dominating right now. Because like this whole thing with NFTs, and we'll talk about it, or we'll brush on more, but like, I mean, you buy NFTs on ETH. Like, everything's denominated in ETH now.
You think because everything's on ETH, it's better?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd say that's a solid point.
I think there's more you can
more
do.
More utility.
Yeah, on ETH. Like, everything, I mean, Bitcoin, you just buy and hold, and it's just something for boomers. But
I mean, what was interesting when I was talking to a noob was for Solana, like, the transaction fees are less and it's faster than ETH. But then, like, he was also on Phantom, and apparently all the added traffic now, everything is slow too. Like,
Phantom's slow now?
Yeah, even if there are multiple chains. I mean, whoa. Especially because it's like, he was like, yeah, people are minting Phantom waifus.
That takes a lot of that puts a lot of strain on.
Yeah,
Phantom can't scale.
Yeah,
I mean, it seemed like Sol was like being the most successful.
And I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, do you guys know about Arbitrum happening tomorrow?
No, it's supposed to be tonight.
Or tonight, yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to just make everything more efficient.
Yeah, and so it's like somehow it's run through the Link nodes. So like,
yeah,
Link is supposed to pump.
In Link,
yeah. So it could be bullish for Link.
But we'll see. I mean, the testnet didn't really do anything. I know. I remember, like, you know, late spring where they announced, like, the testnet with Chainlink Arbitrum. Didn't really do anything.
It definitely kind of feels like a nothing burger, like, until I see evidence that it actually scales ETH. I don't know, though. I mean...
Damn, what do you think of Matic?
I still just don't really know what to think of it. I kind of, because I don't know. I'm like, I have Avalanche. I think I have some Matic or like, I mean, I'm kind of exposed to it in some way. But I've used Phantom and Solana networks. I haven't used Avalanche or Matic.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Every single time, like, there's an altcoin that like partners with Matic or Polygon, it seems like it's like a major move. Where it's
so,
like,
so you see, like, it's bullish long term for Matic.
Well, I don't know. I think it's viewed as like, I mean, the next up, like second tier. It's like, oh, we have price feeds linked to Matic, or like because of the whole low gas fees. I think that is like a big thing, and I don't know. Just their marketing, it seems like.
Well, what's so weird to me too is like not only the actual coin for the network, but also like the ecosystems, because it's like all the DEXs, the decentralized exchanges on Phantom and Avalanche, like pumped like crazy and then just dropped back like crazy whiplash swings. So I don't know which, like, if there's going to be like a decentralized exchange across exchanges or something. Or...
That's the whole the meme for bridging. Like, you have all these different bridge, like bridge me, daddy.
There's a lot of Avalanche people that just got burnt if they came in late. Like,
I mean, it's not even that bad though.
No, if you
so much potential.
If you got Trader Joe's, it was like. Like it went up, and then if you kept buying in, I saw people like buying the top, and I heard it dropped like 70% or something.
Cross chain play isn't really done very well.
No, it's not.
Think about it, because even Maddox, not even really that in and of itself.
Well, I heard that like the bridges were getting congested. Like,
well, yeah, but the bridges have never really done well.
Too much bridge.
Like, any swap, like, you know, like, the best one's probably, like, Cosmos, right? But it's...
Do we want to explain, I mean, bridging?
Yeah, you should explain that, yeah.
It's just, like, connecting different chains together.
Because it's, like, if you want to buy Solana, you can't buy it on Ethereum network, and then you have to buy it from an exchange that has it. And then the American exchanges used to not have Solana.
Yeah, they only recently got listed on, you know, Coinbase as of like, you know, July. So, and then, you know, FTX was, or even Blockfolio, basically Blockfolio didn't have it. And you can only use FTX
to FTX. Or FTT, I don't know which coins are tied to the exchange.
FTT is the one
that's like got nuked. Apparently some whale just dumped the people. Whoa. Yeah. And it's like, it's lagging on compared to Binance. And it could be a good dip
opportunity.
That's
a show, man.
Yeah, that's like, kind of a show.
Because that's like...
Why would you bet against that? Yeah.
He's like the crypto, like Zuckerberg. Like, he's kind of like the face.
Gotta buy those exchange tokens.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, gas fees, I mean, it's all about trying to find ways to, like, cut costs. And
well, and all the exchange tokens have, like, big perks. Like, they'll just give you, if you hold it,
because they need users.
And they need liquidity to, like, buy and have enough, like, stock of, like, tokens.
They'll give you less fees. They'll give you a lot of benefits for holding.
And it's easy for them to do, too.
Yeah, dude, I like the perks.
Honestly, like, no fees is, like, a very key feature.
It's nice.
And that's why all the Layer 2 stuff is, like, you know, has gotten traction. Especially with Matic and Soul and all those. Is because, like, you want things... I don't know. Is it because of, like, recency bias where it's, like, you saw something, like, lower before and you kind of want that? You think that's, like, the normal? But, like, you know, as things, like, grow, like, maybe, you know, $100 gas fees is, you know, the price to pay because Ethereum has gotten so big.
It'd be interesting to see, because it's, like...
The gas on Ethereum is still way too high.
Yeah, and it's, way like, it really is because of minting of NFTs.
Oh, and that there's because
there's... spikes everything.
OpenSea, for how great it's been doing, like, there's still a ton of flaws with it. Like, where, like, to bid, like, an NFT, you have to wrap it when you instead of, like, buying it in ETH, you have to, like, wrap it. And that's another, like...
You don't have to wrap the ETH. You can pay in just ETH.
You can't bid on just ETH. You have to wrap it in order to
pay. Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's, like, super annoying because you can either, like, buy now at the ETH price or you can bid, you know, a lower bid. Or a higher bid, but you have to wrap it in order to bid.
I think those theories that like NFTs is all just like a few whales might be true.
I don't think
Ether. I mean, I think.
Imagine if that were true.
The pool of the whales, I think, is way bigger than people realize.
That's true as well, but like, there is.
Imagine if they're just pumping out.
There is outside money coming in, and there are VCs.
Of course, there is. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
So, like, them throwing money around to create excitement.
But it's working.
What's interesting?
That's how it works.
What's interesting?
That's like the whole premise going crypto in general as well.
Just
like,
getting people in on the Ponzi and jumping
in. Well, dude, there's like a lot of theories and speculation that, like, some tether whale to start throwing around a bunch of volume per day to like try and generate excitement. And that's how like these bull runs get started. It's like a few whales to start like throwing around a lot of volume.
It's just like the tree and, like, just splash.
Exactly,
like
they smack the water.
Yeah, they smack the water and the ripple effect. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of a crazy theory. There's got to be more to it. But
one person bangs the other person's life. It's just charged.
No, but dude, I have heard like serious, like, you know, like well-known people say they like think it's just one person that sparks these bull runs. It's like kind of insane.
Well, I mean,
to, like,
it kind of makes sense because it's like,
why is it so cyclical then? Well, if it's just one person, did he just have like a...
They think it's like all this person's
a wallet,
like way to do
like
it.
Like countdown on his computer. Like
just moving things up and down to shake out all the liquidated or leveraged people.
Well, it's just taking money on like, yeah, liquidations and options and, you know, the like.
I don't know. I feel like you make more money not making it cyclical and making it random.
Yeah,
you gain money when they lose or gain.
I'm not saying the theory's real, but it's just interesting. It doesn't seem like it's got to be more than just one person.
Yeah,
I mean, look at the ether rocks. I think that's just an example of like the club or the exclusivity club. How it's like, yeah,
they're getting too brash.
Ether rocks is basically like, you know, billionaire boys club. Basically, it's like a token of membership.
Yeah,
it's
I heard that you
are the one of the 100 that own an ether rock.
They're Chinese billionaires that are talking shit about people who don't have CryptoPunks. Like it's like
Meltem the scissors. She's a chick. She's I don't know if her last name is the scissors. I might have just butchered that. But Meltem, she's been on like CNBC. I think she's like, she works for CoinShare. She has a chief op like position at CoinShare. But she has Ether Rock. And she like tweeted earlier today that she like desperately needed like an Apple Watch charger so she can have the Apple Watch background.
Yep.
For Ether Rock.
Yeah.
Just to like remind her every day. And it's like, she's like, you know, she had to wake up in the morning like to get the last charger when it opened. Just so it's like a signal clout, basically.
That kind of, it's like kind of the same thing, but it's like flipped actually in a different way. Where did you hear about the guy who proposed with an NFT? And then she said no. And she was like, what the fuck, dude?
That's a different story.
Yeah,
I heard the other one where it's like they're both coders or like, you know, Diamond Crypto. He proposed to her on the blockchain, like in the transaction.
Really?
Whatever, like
that's so nerdy.
Yeah, they like send each other messages like back and forth and like the blockchain.
I mean, it's kind of cool, I guess, especially if like that's your thing and you got rich off. I don't know. It's a cool stunt, but it'll be interesting because it's like, Brian bought a Pudgy Presents. I still need to mint my egg, but do you think how many people are going to give NFTs as gifts for Christmas?
Oh, no, I'm not.
But it won't be zero. Oh, like, when are people gifting? Because I've heard about people gifting, like, penguins to their kids.
I mean, people send people art, like, because you have an address, you can send the art. So, like, Visa, Matt, like, you know, when the Visa, you know, credit card company announced that they bought a CryptoPunk, like, people would just send them, NFTs.
That's what I was about to say. It was the same thing where it's like when an influencer gets doxxed, all the developers send, like, some free NFTs so that they have some.
They send them rare ones.
I know, too. Right? Yeah.
So when the Visa announced that they, bought this CryptoPunk, they traced the wallet, and, like, there was, like, a rare, like, what were the lizards that you...
There's some lizards that were, like, goofy or something.
Not Pokemon, but, like, Pokeballs.
Nah, I don't know.
Whatever.
I mean, I don't
they
know.
Had like a rare card of that, and then they had to call out. I actually got like an idea from the NFT, like one I like thought looked cool. that like I would have only found out, like I wouldn't have found out on my own. And it was like the Naughty Tiger Costume Club.
I mean, it's going to be interesting where even the NFTs that aren't worthwhile, like these will have historical relevance because it's like, oh,
it's
yeah.
Like the NFT bubble. The NFT boom.
It's like the Renaissance. Yeah,
you
that's
know,
what people say.
When people in crypto talk about like the bull runs, they say like, you know, the 2017 bull run or like 2020 or, you know, the bit like the huge like bear cycle of like 2018 or something. Like there's these key dates in crypto history and people will say, you know, 2021, the NFT bubble. Because if you just look at from March or May, they got big, right? So I saw like a tweet that was like the number of NFTs traded, like total number was like 4,000 or 4,700 or something close to that. And then now in July or August, basically, you know, 6 months. I remember when I started in crypto around March, and that was like that peak of, or yeah, March. And that was like kind of that peak of that like NFT bubble Top Shot craze, like right after I joined, like Top Shot like dropped and like NFTs kind of like fizzled out. And then so when they came back again, I was like brushing it off a little bit, right?
Can I play a video like we did last week to reference kind of what we're just talking about
though? Oh yeah, crypto bit, right? This is hilarious.
How can it be a bubble if you can't just automatically sell? Like there are so many NFTs that even if you try to sell them, you can't. So all of the liquidity is locked basically. Like there, so it's like, this is a video of him talking. I think it just explains like, if people don't sell, how is the price going to drop? Like,
yeah.
Guys, I'm having some kind of mental breakdown when it's coming to these NFTs. Like I've just completely lost my shit. Yeah. Like someone suggested to me, it was Crypto Nico's done it to my brain. He said, I was just saying like, bro, like what are some good NFTs to buy? He shows me these fucking scissors. And I start looking at these fucking scissors. And then it's like $40,000 for a pair of scissors. And for some reason my brain's telling me like, yes, get them. It's a fucking bargain.
I just don't
understand what I'm fucking doing to myself anymore. It's like sometimes I just went, I like if I'm doing a dumb trade, if I've lost my mind, I wet my face and I'm just like sit there and you know, I'm like, come on, snap out of it. But it's not working. Seriously, it's not working. I feel like, and I don't even understand, But I need these scissors. I just fucking have to have these scissors. Look, I know it's so fucking wrong, but trust me, if you don't understand, that's okay because, like, I don't know, like, I fucking need these scissors. So I'm just sitting down and then someone suggests something else and then I'll start looking at the next fucking dumbest shit and it's like, yeah, this is fucking good. This is good. I need to talk to someone. Hey, fucking help, man.
Something.
This has gotten out of control. Now. This has gotten completely fucking out of control. And the crazy thing about the NFTs that I'm buying and stuff, I'm never fucking selling them. Once they're mine, they're mine. Like I adore these things. Anyway, that's what's happening today. I've fucking lost it.
Oh my gosh.
This is actually like kind of funny. This is kind of racist. Like, do you think there's going to be a crypto hotline? There's going
to
be like
there probably
crypto like psychology courses.
Well,
like,
there are people literally putting all their money in. And then you see the people in the NFT Twitter where it's like, I have to buy an NFT every day. And then there are new ones coming out every day. And every day,
so
the FOMO is insane, though.
It's
because
so hard to keep up.
Do you guys think crypto or NFTs are in a bubble?
No.
Because
like
it's
I said,
super cycle of NFTs.
No.
There's going to be a drawback.
I was waiting. I was waiting for the moment.
But
to,
it's like a super cycle where it's like, oh, we get this drawback that we got in May. But it's just going to go
the bubble
higher.
Is going to pop.
I think there's going to be a pullback. It's not going
to... Shut up, kid. But no, what I was going to say is the thing that you don't see is that, like, while you see all the stories of NFTs going up, people don't hear about the stories of them going down and not being sold.
Oh, exactly.
Like, there's a lot of people who are like,
there's a lot
yeah,
of
I put, like, 20,000 in.
People have lost a lot of it.
I mean, I have 4 NFTs
in paper
probably so. 70... half of them haven't done anything. They're probably worthless.
Yeah. And, like, some of the ones that I bought, like, the floor dropped out. I don't even think anybody would purchase them. I don't think anybody's buying my dope Shiba. Like,
or my Shiba dog. I don't know.
Yeah,
like, the floor is, like, 0.02 and I minted at 0.05.
Yeah.
Like, half of my, like, that's why, I don't know. You kind of have to invest in the blue chip. If you're trying to, like,
that's
make money.
That's the whole thing. Like, is it a bubble? Like, well, I mean, a lot of people are losing money. How is that a bubble?
I don't know. I just think we're just so early. It's, like, the early stages of, like,
no, and that's gonna
marketplace.
Be, no, that's going to be the funny thing, and that's the weird thing.
It's like Deadwoods.
For
you know?
Me, like, I want to have the clout of having certain NFTs in my portfolio, so I don't want to sell my Mooncat. And then the whole thing is then everything is available on OpenSea for everyone to see. Like Brian looked up at somebody's wallet. And that's what, one of the parts that I think people don't understand the value of NFTs is like in the physical world, like you can get someone to appraise it. You know, you can ask what the value is of the other ones. But in OpenSea, you can see every fucking transaction.
It's so transparent. So I don't know. I come from, you know, pharmaceutical quality background and everything needs to be like traceable. Like GMP is what we call it. And, you know, there's an audit trail of what you done, who documented what. And that's like kind of a good thing about OpenSea. You can know, like someone will like, you know, stink bid you.
Yeah.
You know, like you paid something for like 0.09 ETH. They'll just throw some stink bid 0.01. Well, like you can tell if it's like a stink bid or not by just looking at the transaction history. You know what you paid for. They saw what you paid for it. Like, they know the trace of the sale. There's an audit trail there. And so you can, like, you know. I mean, I think it's harder for people to get ripped off a little bit more.
Yeah, no, and then they show the floor, too, of the
yeah,
different
exactly.
projects.
No,
when you
they
go.
Have it from the beginning, like, when you minted it, who transferred to who. Because everything's on the blockchain. But you got to be wary. Some people, because so you can denominate either like wrapped ETH, like USDC. So some people are so careless. Some people will bid like 10 USDC for something that they would like bid 10 ETH for. People just like don't like look at carefully at the transaction. They fall for that prank. So if you're just like looking at OpenSea and you see the top bid is like 10 USDC. Like, don't fall for that. Like, they're trying to, like, see if you are paying attention, you know, instead of, like, looking at wrapped ETH.
I mean, there's going to be fixes to OpenSea, though, and they're having problems. I saw them that they were hiring, and then they were like, sorry, guys, we're 30 people that did $3 billion in transactions last month.
Yeah.
$3 billion.
We said last time, like,
that is that was, like $1 billion?
Well, last week we said $1 billion when they surpassed Etsy, that tweet, and now they just did $2 billion more. They 2x.
Yeah.
Etsy's
yeah.
only done $1 billion?
Yeah.
It's kind of bad.
I mean, it's like all
Etsy
these
seems
different
overhyped.
People. I mean, it's hipster stuff, but it's like.
Yeah, seems way you, overhyped.
You pay more because you want
to
support
nothing to do with
crypto,
but dude, if that's true, Etsy seems way overhyped. Well,
I
invested.
Think there's more people willing to waste money on crypto too,
yeah.
because they see this denomination. Like, I will say this: like, I'm pretty like you know stingy with my money. You know, I look, you know, how much things are cost, but it's like I am way more willing to spend. You know. Less like intense of an ETH, like 0.2, 0.3, which if you think about it is like $1,200.
Yeah,
then would I spend like $200
yeah.
like on a pair of
That's
Jordans
literally what
or
people
something.
Are saying. It's like, I'm broke, man. Like, I spent $2,000 on NFTs and
it's
I have to get like Campbell's now.
It's an expensive hobby.
Brian, what do you think of Axie Infinity?
I downloaded the program on this computer where we're recording the podcast, but you need a 3 AXI minimum.
They're expensive, right? They're
and like so when I looked to start, it was like 0.11 ETH just for the like lowest trait. Like, you know, there's a whole like breeding tree or like, you know.
Apparently, but
similar NFTs.
Apparently, that game is just raping. Apparently, there's raping.
The Philippines, third world countries, like we talked about in the earlier, you know, podcast, infancy podcast. It's way more easier to develop on a third world.
I've heard their revenue is just disgusting now.
Yeah, they made like I think a billion. I was reading articles.
I think they're doing like a billion a month.
They can earn if you. You can earn like $7,000 a month.
Like, yeah, playing.
It's so Axie's.
You didn't want to make the investment there.
I mean, 0.1 ETH, like I said, was like.
Well, times 3. Yeah,
that's like $1,200.
Yeah,
to play video games.
Yeah,
just to play.
Yeah, no, and like you should probably just put in $2,000 if you're gonna put it that much.
Yeah, it's like
get some better.
That's the
get some better.
This is one of the interesting things to me too, is that you can look at floors. And you can still make money.
Yeah, you can.
But the real money is like getting rare ones that just shoot up in value, like underrated rare, like CryptoPunks or Bored Apes.
Honorary Bored Apes. But the thing is that like the usually there's like one website to like that like tracks all the traits, and that's like Rarible or like Rarity Tools. And so usually, you know, the project already launched. You know, before they get verified on Rarible, and like, you know, Rarible like analyzes which traits are rare. So I know like for Mona's, like all the, you know, 10,000 were launched, you knew the traits on OpenSea, like you bought, and the way to get on NFTs is to buy like right when they launch, because it's like a base price. And so you don't really know what you're buying. You just kind of know like, basically with your eye, like if it got it or not, like you can you recognize art? So it's all about like the basic principles, like you gotta like the art, you know, to buy it.
So I was just looking at Twitter and just saw that for the Urzel update, Howie Wowie is talking with Mark Cuban.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Is Mark
our
Cuban
old yes.
Howie was saying,
got in a fight?
No, he was like, yeah, we're doing, so they added a mobile app for decentralized finance stuff. And beyond that, he was like, yo, Mark, you told me when to tell you we got a bank on board. Like, we got a bank 2 weeks ago. We just have to get through legal to be able to announce it. So, I mean.
What did Mark Cuban, like,
he didn't answer. He didn't answer yet.
I didn't like it?
No, he didn't like it yet, but.
Dude, that stuff that Mark and Hoskinson got involved in on Twitter was crazy.
Yeah, it was funny.
Dude,
Mark Hoskinson is a psycho.
Dude, Mark Cuban saying such crazy shit to you. That was like a wild exchange on Twitter.
Oh, he's so funny. Like, I mean, he looks like he's straight out from the 70s.
Dude, I love Mark. Dude, Mark Cuban is so salty and didn't get it on Cardano. It's hilarious.
But like,
he doesn't.
There was also,
yeah, he does. He knew about it when it was like 2 cents.
Yeah,
those games are just absurd.
There was also like, dude, Charles Hoskinson. Someone told him to like go on to Up Only, and it's like he was like, no, like Crypto Cobain has like said bad things about me. Like the guy has a thin skin, like.
No, he's sensitive.
Hoskinson?
Yeah,
he's very. If you look at him, he's definitely. Like someone who buys like he has an Asian fetish and he buys like Asian strippers.
Yeah,
because he can't get like meaningful relationships or something.
He just seems like a strange guy, and like all his photos are just like
the memes are funny. Where it's like he's like in his vegetable garden, and he's like,
dude, I own. Cardano memes and ADAmemes.com. The meme websites. Also, PudgyPenguinMemes.com coming soon. Probably this week.
Pudgy Penguins is a great domain.
Yes.
The thing is they gotta buy Ethernet domains.
Do you wanna talk about though what happened with the Bored Apes and the Mutant Apes, right?
Oh yeah. So I don't know if they announced it the drop. I don't know. I didn't follow them at Twitter at the time. But apparently they announced that they're doing this Mutant Ape drop for BAYC holders, you know, to reward them, you know. Because this project just launched in April, like 2021. It's like not that, I mean, it's fairly recent. And so like Bored Apes were basically like the new CryptoPunks. Probably the most second well-known. A bunch of athletes are using the CryptoPunks.
OBJ, Des Bryant, Steph Curry.
Steph Curry bought one and post on his Twitter avatar. He paid like $150,000 for it. And then it was like right before the Mutant Ape drop. And so basically if you had a Bored Ape, they airdropped you the serum. Which you would be very, so you needed to have a Bored Ape and then the serum, and then you mint that together, and then you have this Mutant Ape. So it doesn't burn your original, so you basically get an extra copy and a new access to a collection. And there are these, like, called Mutant Apes, and they basically, they're really cool. It's like, let's say you had like a, they just mutated the apes into a new species. And the serum is like toxic looking, radioactive. And there was three different types of serums. It was like an M1, M2, and then
the mega,
you know, the mega serums.
Eight of them.
So yeah, so only eight at random. Were they related to rarity? Like you got a mega and you had a really rare.
I think some people just got lucky.
Just got lucky.
And then the mega, one of the vials sold for 1.3 mil.
So there's a choice. I mean, from a, you know, resale perspective, you have like, oh, you can mint your with your original ape, use the serum and get this Mutant Ape and then flip the Mutant Ape. Or you introduce like the randomness to it. You sell the serum to someone to buy who bought an ape and then gets a serum who wasn't airdropped a serum, and they combine it themselves, like that's like opening a present, like minting. Like they have that experience of minting a new, like Mutant Ape. Like you're giving them that experience. Kind of like, it reminds me of like, you know, a Saudi prince, you know, buying someone's like virginity or something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy because like the amount of mutant apes gotten to the top four of volume within a day.
Yeah, the floor raised really quick.
Yeah.
So they had a stealth drop, which I wasn't aware of, but I don't know. You probably, like, it was a 2.86, like, close to 3 ETH, like, mint. So they had a public stealth sale, 20,000 or 10,000 new apes that you could just mint without having the serum. And then it was basically like three ETH. And it was supposedly supposed to decrease over time, but like, you know, so many people mint. So it was like basically three ETH. And you got, you know, a mint version.
And it was like 6.5 the next day.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
The floor is at like 6 ETH.
The floor is lava.
Yeah. It's crazy. And like I think I like them more than the original Bored Apes. Because there's like it's a lot going on. There's more different traits and it's like it's a creative concept, I will say.
It is really cool.
Like the story, if you go on the website, the Bored Ape Yacht Club website, they have like the whole story. And I mean, it's kinda like a video game where it's like back in the day where you were combining things in like the, you know, the store to get an upgrade. You know, you, let's say you want a weapon upgrade, you combine like steel and, you know, this dagger, and you have like this new dagger. It's like way better. But yeah, it's video game money at this point. But I think, I don't know, this reaffirms that, yeah, I don't know, we might be living in a simulation. Like the way how like the blockchain has become like a video game of like life, you know?
Well, I mean, it's just for the crypto native people. It's like all your value, all your worth is on blockchain. And there really are people who are like, yo, dude, you're like rich. And they're like, yeah, but like, I'd rather have my money in crypto. And it's like, you look, dude, you don't need apartment. To like stay here.
Yeah. It's like the memes are like, you look in the apartment, like, oh, just moved in. Everything is set up. It's the TV on the floor plugged in. Yeah. And you have a lawn chair. Yeah. It's like, it's, or like the one you posted like earlier today of like millionaires, yeah, and like
millionaires and
in 1990 they had the penthouse, like, yeah, you know, Central Park apartment, and then, you know, millionaires in 2021 is just like you're in your mom's basement. Yeah, it's okay. Your room's a mess. Yeah. You don't have a bed frame, like. But I don't know, it feels like I'm living into, you know, the lifestyle. I'm like, yeah, it's weird.
But then the weird thing is when you hit the level where it's like, okay, like I'm gonna cash out like this one NFT, like I'm retiring. Like that's the whole reason you do it, because it's like, why wouldn't you risk everything for the chance to like be set for life?
What do you mean? Wait.
No, I'm just saying, like, put all the chips in the NFT or crypto basket, just because it's like, if you get it right once, I mean, the risk and reward, yeah, it's like everything is kind of going up.
I don't know, but that's why people go all in crypto, because I feel like you need to get an edge.
Yeah.
Like, why do people get into crypto in the first place? Is because the current system isn't working for you. Like the bank, if you're like a sex worker working for like OnlyFans, like you can't get like a credit card, you know, you can't get paid in US dollars. So it's like the change in trust with like the traditional finance.
But I think let's head to the shills and wrap it up. I mean, I didn't have anything planned, or you want to go first and I'll think about it.
Yeah, I think mine is like an NFT kind of show. I think the Pudgy Presence is the move. So, you know, this past weekend, they had a, you know, similar to the Mutant Apes, where it's like they gave holders an airdrop of the egg that hatches, that will hatch in December. And so immediately people minted those and then are reselling them on OpenSea. And then I think it's a way to get into Pudgy Penguins, or like, I think Pudgy Penguins would be like the OG or one of the original, like, board, like similar to a Board 8, where it's like recognizable that you can make money off of. So I think, you know, the floor for the Pudgy Penguins is like 2.5, 2.7.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to buy the egg, you know, it's only like 0.4, 0.3. So let's say you wait until Christmas, you get a, you know, some kind of penguin, resell that. You sell that for like 2, or, you know.
Especially 4. You have a chance at a rare one.
Yeah, so that's at least minimal 4x. But I mean, you're risking.
You have to have your money sitting in it, and it's $1,000.
Well, bucks. And you're risking that it, like, you know, the market will stay hot. You know, who knows? You know, we get another drawback. You know, similar to what the NFT market, and maybe it just loses steam, you know, like it loses name brand, you know, people don't care about it anymore. Then it's like an NFT that goes to 0. And so your 0.4 that you initially invested in is, you know, 0. So, I mean, it's a double-sided coin, but.
No, and I think that in a different way, because Solana's pumping hard.
Yeah,
Solana NFTs. They have
their own NFTs.
Yeah, like, and then
D-Gen Apes.
Aurori. Cool. Aurori was one that happened today. And they actually, they looked
messed up.
Yep, they screwed up the drop.
Yeah.
So what happened was they were supposed to sell them for five ETH or five SOL, which is like $500 now. Mm-hmm. And their website crashed, and then their backup website sold them for one SOL. And then since Solana's faster, it's an interesting thing where they sold out like immediately.
Yeah.
And then people were like, why isn't this one website working? All the other websites work. It's like, oh my gosh, they're gone. And then everybody was just pissed. But they've gone up to five SOL now. And yeah, if SOL keeps, yeah.
Eights are like 100 SOL.
Really? Wow.
Those look kind of cool.
I didn't like them.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they grow on you.
Yeah, I know. Especially if you're making money off of it.
Because it's like 3D.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a whole, I think it's like a future. Now that I think about it, now that there's like, it's PFP, or like the profile art or the avatar thing, that's just like one small market. Like if you actually like,
I haven't really, research, yeah, there's like photography, there's like real abstract, art. Abstract,
like, you know, like there's one I was looking at, Scruffer found it. It's called Dart Art Abstract, like another kind of show. It's like this, computer science major, like PhD student from Berkeley, and then an MIT researcher combined, and they have AI generative like abstract art where they program this AI, you know, abstract concepts, you know, I'm sure they uploaded like an art history, you know, kind of spiel, and they generated, you know, NFT art. And it's actually really cool, like, I don't know, it's like cave people, like inscribe how people looked, where it's like an owl face kind of, and people kind of like, you can see those type of people like in the artwork, but it's abstract, which is, and it's AI generative. And there's only like 11, 1, 1, 1, 1, like, you know, type of thing.
No, and I would say also the parallel Flora drop, the parallel alpha NFTs.
Magic of the blockchain, yeah. Apparently.
But I think on that note, we can wrap it up. Thanks, Nick, for listening, and anyone else.
Yeah.
See you guys next week.
Peace.